The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And so this is my relationship with God, and this is my encounter and my conversations with the Lord. And I'm inviting you into this very vulnerable and raw space, I guess.
Yes.
Because God, you catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall.
Honest Conversations with Katie Nicole, next on Life Today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm so glad you're here with us. You know, sometimes life hits us in ways we never saw coming, through health struggles, broken dreams, or battles with anxiety and depression. And in those moments, it can feel like the darkness is louder than our hope. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you're there right now. But here's the truth. God has a way of meeting us right in the middle of our lowest moments. He can take what feels unbearable and breathe new life straight into it. He can give us a reason to keep going even when we don't feel like we can take another step. My guest today knows that firsthand. She's not only an incredible singer and songwriter, and you may have even sung to some of her songs on the radio, like In Jesus' Name, but behind the music is a powerful story marked by pain and struggle, and yet also by God's presence, healing, and redemption. And out of that place, she reminds us that we are never alone, and there is truly still hope on the other side of pain. So welcome my guest today, Katie Nicole. I am so glad you're here, babe. I've really been looking forward to this, honestly. Yeah. Whenever we have a guest on, I'll go on to YouTube and I will, you know, watch a bunch of videos, or I went on to your Instagram and got to know you there, listen to your music. Of course, I know In Jesus' Name from radio. Yeah. I think all of us do. Yeah. What I love so much about you as a recording artist, and I can relate. I signed my first record deal in 1995. That's in amazing. CCM, so I've been in music for a long, long time. And I know what it's like to sit down in a studio or at home or wherever God takes you and write a song.
Yeah.
And you, I think for me, it starts with maybe something that's going on in your life. And then you also hope that it ministers to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so when I think about you, your music, and the way that you write, and this new album that you've written, which is incredible. My goodness, it is way beyond your years, Katie.
Oh,
it is so deep.
Gosh,
my gosh, you touch on so many incredible topics that people are just not writing about.
Right.
They're not singing about, right? So you titled this so beautifully, Honest Conversations. And truly, the entire album is about honest conversations with God.
Yeah.
About life.
Yes.
Why do you think it's so important for us to have honest conversations with God? Why does that connect us so much to Him?
I mean, it all starts with being honest with ourselves. Mm. You know, when we need to ask for help, I think sometimes our pride can get in the way. Yeah. And we think that we're so okay just to do it on our own. And we're like, I got this. And really, I know for a fact that I can't do things on my own. And I know God's probably up there looking at me and being like, I'll wait. Because when you start with having an honest conversation with yourself, you're able to identify, okay, I need help in this area of my life. And then you can talk to God about it.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I was so scared that I couldn't bring those things to God.
Really?
I think I was scared that if I asked Him hard questions or I said, I'm having doubts, that He was going to turn His back on me. Mm-hmm. I think that all my life, I've believed that you couldn't do that. You could bring your praises, you could bring and you could bring your sadness and your grief, but you can't bring your anger to God.
Wow.
He doesn't want that. I don't know why. I think it was just kind of ingrained in my brain for some reason, but I don't know where it came from. I don't really know where the root of it. It could have been something that I was told along the way in my childhood or something, where I just believed that my whole life. But I know now that's 100% not true.
Good.
And when
good.
I can say to myself, okay, this is what I'm struggling with, I can identify that, yes, I am angry. Yes, I am having sadness. And yes, I am having doubts. Then I can sit with the Lord and I can be like, these are things that I'm dealing with right now. And for so long, I've been afraid that you couldn't handle these things. But what I know now is that you're my safe place. And that every single thing that I have inside of me, in my being, you already knew.
Yes.
I can bring everything. Actually, you want everything.
Yes, that's
and
good.
I felt so much peace when I started to do that for the first time. I was just like, okay, this is opening up the door to a whole new world for me. And I felt like my relationship with God was growing so much deeper. And it really allowed me to have conversations with other people and be like, this is what I'm going through in my life. And it brought healing to me, and it brought healing to others to know like that I could be honest with them, and I could tell them what I was going through. I think all of my relationships started to grow so much stronger. And I think we sometimes forget we have a relationship with ourselves too.
It's true.
And if that's not going well, you can't really do much outside of that. You cannot give when you have literally, when you're running on empty.
That's right. You have nothing to give. You're giving from an empty place.
Absolutely. And I was doing that for so long. And I started to realize like, if I'm not being filled up in all of these areas in my life, I can't do what I do. Like I can't go out and try to encourage people.
Yeah.
I don't feel encouraged myself. Honestly, I started to realize that some of the words I was speaking to other people, I was like, oh gosh, I really need to listen to myself.
Right. Gosh, girl, everything you're saying right now is almost coming from a place maybe in your past that was painful.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you struggle with some health issues. I don't know if you're still struggling with them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from a place of pain. And I wonder, how have you been able to navigate through that? There's a lot of people, Katie, that are struggling with pain. There's a lot of people that are struggling with depression, anxiety, to a point where they don't want to live anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people just struggling. And you could put that umbrella of pain. And I think that's why your music means so much. I wrote pop music, so it was was fun. But your music, it's not that mine wasn't deep, but there's a different story behind your music, and I think that's what's ministering to people because it's actually touching on things that so many can relate to.
Mm.
Where are you with that pain level in your life? Have you been able to come on the other side of that? Has music been a lifeline of hope for you?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, like this is my real life and this is my relationship with God that I'm talking about. I think for so long I worried so much about, well, people want me to write worship music, and that's not what this is. I write Christian music, which means that I'm talking about my faith in my music. And so this is my relationship with God, and this is my encounter and my conversations with the Lord. And I'm inviting you into this very vulnerable and raw space, I guess.
Yes.
And so for me, I just don't want people to feel alone the way that I felt alone in my life. And I don't want someone to lose their life because they felt misunderstood.
Yeah.
Oh, and
goodness, yes.
I do still deal with chronic illness and some obviously mental health issues as well. I'm very vocal about my mental health struggles and, but yeah, I've dealt with chronic pain since I was 15 years old, and it's been something that has just, it comes and goes, and I'll find the right treatment, and then sometimes the treatment won't work anymore, and then I have to find a new treatment. And I'm so thankful that God gave us doctors and medicine, because without those things, I actually would not be able to do what I do. And so I don't do what I do on my own strength, and I know that every single day, because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be getting out of bed in the morning. And so
true.
Many of us. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm so grateful that he would fill my lungs with air, and that he would keep my feet on the ground. The strength that I have no idea where it comes from some days.
Yes.
But then I go, yeah, I do. It's God.
It's always God. It always comes back to him.
Yeah.
It does. And that's what I love about you, about how grounded you are, because we can have a bunch of things falling around us, right? We can be struggling with a bunch of things. But if you are grounded somehow, even if you're struggling, you know what I mean? Even if you're going off course, there's somehow that somehow you can come back to the thing that anchors your soul, the truth that you know of God's word, of who you are, who he says you are.
Yeah.
You've been given all authority, Katie, when you're walking through something, to say, no, the devil, I will not accept this attack on my life, on my body, on my mind. In the name of Jesus, you have no authority over me.
Mm.
So God's given you that authority. And when you know that, when you feel kind of like you're going off a little bit, you can stand strong in the word of God and what he says for your life and the truth and speak it over your life.
Yeah.
I want to read to you a couple lyrics.
Yeah.
A couple songs.
Of course. Yeah.
They meant so much to me. Look, aww. I was sitting in bed the other day listening to your whole album.
Oh my gosh.
And I had a friend of mine that was working with me at the time. I'm like, I had it in my ears because she was working. I'm like, I'm taking it out of my ears so that you can hear this too. And we both went like, wow. So Katie.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
This song, wow. It's called Healing Now. Let me read these lyrics. I thank God for his love and for the therapy. I thank God there's pills for my anxiety. For so long, I thought I had to smile and just say that I'm okay. Lord knows I've been trying to work on myself and I'm finally getting help. Not everything is figured out, but I've started healing now. Lord knows I've been hurting for a really long time and there's still some pain inside. Some days still bring dark clouds, but I can say I've started healing now. I cannot tell you, look at, I'm already moved by it, but I just, I've been there. I think you've been there. I know you have. I know a lot of people have been there.
Yeah.
That's the kind of lyric that's raw, that's authentic, that's real, that's honest, Katie. And it's in every one of your songs. I'm going to tell you one more that I love.
Yeah.
Who Am I? A song about identity. Oh my goodness, it doesn't matter if you're 25, if you're 15, if you're 55 or 75. Yeah. We can always and constantly struggle with these things. A song about, I love it. You're captive to the people that you spent your whole life pleasing, but you're still so unhappy and you're still not what they needed. And one day you will wake up and you'll start to realize the person on the outside isn't who you are on the inside. Girl, I'm telling you, this album is going to change the lives of people that have felt stuck, have felt like nobody hears them, nobody sees them. You do, Katie, and you've been there and you're speaking about it and you're singing about it. I'm so grateful for your life, the season that God has you in this generation and beyond.
Yeah.
Because it's not just for a 25-year-old girl. This album is beyond your years. Where does it come from?
I mean, it comes from a very deep place inside of my heart. I think when I started writing music, I knew I wanted to write things that meant something. And I've had many songs in my life really reach me in moments of pain and struggle. And there was a song that I heard at one point in my life that just truly brought me out of the pits and kept me alive in a moment where I didn't know if I wanted to be on earth anymore. And I was really hoping with this record that I would write things that would hopefully be used in the right moments with the right people, you know, and I know that God is going to do that no matter what, you know, like I'm not really trying to reach the masses. I'm just trying to reach the right people. And I know that God has his intentions with what he wants to do to use these songs. And so
Katie, he's doing it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's doing it. And right now I wish I had all day with you. There's so much more I want to talk about. So many more songs I want you to sing, but right now I would love you to sing the song When I Fall. Can you do that?
Yeah.
I know I will love hearing it and they will love hearing it. So let's have you sing that song right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catch me when I fall. know you are enough. My God, I'm tired of trying to be okay. I've prayed all the prayers I have to pray. Please don't leave me lonely. My God, I need you to hold me. My God, I'm losing all the hope I got. I'm far beyond the point of being lost. I've tried, but I can't let go. 'Cause God, you catch me when I fall. 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 Lord, please help me now. My soul is crying out. My God, I'm tired of trying to be okay. I've prayed all the prayers I have to pray. Please don't leave me lonely. My God, I need you to hold me. My God, I'm losing all the hope I got. I'm far beyond the point of being lost. I've tried, but I can't let go. 'Cause God, you catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. You catch me. Catch me when I fall.
So, so good. Oh my goodness, Katie, you are amazing. You truly are. And I genuinely mean that. You are so amazing. And you've stuck around and sung some extra songs for us. So go on all of our socials and you can hear all those songs and make sure to pick up her new album, Honest Conversations. You will want to listen to that for years to come. But let me just ask you if I can pray with you just really quick.
Yeah.
Is there anything right now that's heavy on your heart?
I think that sometimes the world feels like chaos around me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just kind of desperate for rest in the Lord's presence. So that would be
Let's pray.
My prayer.
Okay. Yeah. Father, I come to you right now, Jesus, the best way that I know how. Standing with my friend, my sister in Christ, Katie. Mm. I'm praying that you'd give her rest, Jesus. Mm. That you would calm the chaos in her life, the things that are pulling from her, Jesus, or taking from her, Father. Mm-hmm. That you would let her know that you're in all of those details, Jesus, that there's not one thing you've overlooked about her life. There's not one thing you're not fully aware of. There's not one thing you do not see. You are fully for her. You know her and you're cheering her on, Jesus. So I'm praying right now that you'd make room. Mm-hmm. God, make room. Make some extra space for her just to breathe, just to settle. Just to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are loved. I'll keep praying for you, I promise.
Thank you.
Yeah, you touched the world and you touched my heart.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yes, and you know, there are some incredible people around the world that have touched my heart deeply as I have traveled and I've listened to their stories. And now I want you to have a chance to listen to their story too. Watch this.
Chia sẻ bài bản áo bài hát cho mỗi phía nhau Hay đọc bài nhận thông mỗi phía nhau Chúng ta phía nhau thở bạc nhau Đọc bài chúa ta nên ảnh là phía thở ba bề Đọc bài tới chỉ vật nhau To su tổng bị tội lộ thông Nhưng đã biết sẻ bài phía bề Miễn là chúa
The effects of trafficking is horrendous. It's such a black hole, and very few want to go in there and really understand what it can do to another human being. And I've seen women who have been so devastated. They see no life going forward after they have been practically destroyed. They see no value in life.
In the midst of this despair and depravity, Life Outreach has partners on the ground in several countries who are actively rescuing those lost but not forgotten.
We just finished our largest rescue operation to date, resulting in the rescue of 62 victims of human trafficking and the rest of 10 traffickers. We're just thanking God for this. So be celebrating with us, because we couldn't have done this without you and your partnership, but also be praying for those that are starting the long road of healing from such a traumatic experience. And so thank you, thank you, thank you.
You can be part of this story of reaching the vulnerable, rescuing the captive, and restoring every life. It can only be made possible by someone who chooses to care. Join with Life Outreach and our partners, and you will be providing the gift of freedom, the gift of a new life.
My insides scream, make it stop, every time I see a story like that. I hate the darkness. I hate this kind of evil. I cannot stand what it's doing to these precious women and children all over the world. But one day, God will have the final word. Every evildoer will face justice. But in the meantime, God is sending us, His people, to help wherever and whenever we can, because it not only changes the lives of these children, it changes us too. And together we are making a difference, a life-altering difference for as many as we can reach. What happens to a little girl or boy when they're lured, tricked, or even sold into the horrors of trafficking? I've seen their faces. I've heard their stories. And it's a darkness so deep, it's hard to even put into words. Many of these children lose all sense of value, of worth, of dignity, all sense of hope. They feel forgotten and completely lost and alone. They begin to believe there's no life ahead for them, no way out. But there is hope. There is rescue. That's what Rescue Life is all about. Our partners on the ground in Southeast Asia are reaching the vulnerable, rescuing the captive, and walking with them toward healing and restoration, one child at a time. But here's the reality. Our rescue centers in Southeast Asia are still at full capacity right now. And even though we were able to secure another Rescue Life Center, it still needs significant renovations before it can be a safe haven. So far, we've been able to raise half of our $1.25 million goal, but until the funds come in and those renovations are complete, the doors cannot fully open, and that means children who need to be rescued today have nowhere to go. We cannot, we must not leave them waiting. That's why this new Rescue Life Center is so incredibly urgent, because the need is so incredibly urgent. So let me tell you about the need today. With a gift of $128, you can help rescue one child from the nightmare of human trafficking. A gift of $1,280 will help reach, rescue, and restore 10 children. And for those of you who would and can you prayerfully and would you prayerfully consider giving something extra above and beyond to help complete this Rescue Life Center? See, every dollar is a lifeline. Every gift declares these children are not forgotten, but freedom is on the way. Psalms 82:4 says, rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. That's exactly what your gift will do today. Don't wait. Go online or call right now. Help us rescue another child today, and let us finish this rescue center right now, so not one more child has to be turned away.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, our Life Rescue Centers in Southeast Asia are at maximum capacity. More space is urgently needed, and we must complete and renovate a new rescue home immediately. Please consider a very special extra gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to complete and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Power, Provision, and Peace, bringing together the life-changing truths of Acts, Romans, and 1st and 2nd Corinthians in the Passion Translation. These books come alive with fresh revelation and timeless power. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us. Let's do it together. Go online, make a call, and just give the best you can give. Pray about it and ask God what it is He'd have you do today. Don't wait another day. We have this moment. Let's respond now. Hope you're going online and giving the best gift that you possibly can. You must know that it will make such a difference in the lives of so many that need it desperately today, right now. Katie, thank you so much for being here. And listen, people can hear your new single, Have Your Way, right now on Christian radio all across the country, or Sirius Satellite, wherever you're getting Christian music. Yep. Again, make sure to go get that new album, Honest Conversations. Mm-hmm. You are a blessing to so many. May God give you the space you need and the freedom you need and the peace that you need and the rest that you need always.
Thank you.
Loved having you here. We loved having you here. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Life Today. Bye-bye.
Nicole C. Mullen describes how her classic hit song, Redeemer, came to be.
In the midst of a night season is when He gave it to me, not on a mountaintop.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.